Christ is risen.
Indeed is risen.
Христос воскрес.
Воистину воскрес. This is WWDB AM 816 Philadelphia and Bishop Luke Radio Hour.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Blessed is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
No,
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling the dead by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. Христос воскрес из мертвых, смертью смерть подолав, и тим, що в гробах життя дарував. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling the dead by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above, for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all holy churches in Philadelphia, and for those and enter with faith, reverence the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Patriarch Philaret, for our Bishop of Philadelphia, Luke, for the honorable priesthood dedicated in Christ, and for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country's president, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Ukrainian country, president, for all civil authorities, Ukrainian armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, Philadelphia, mayor, and for civil authorities, for every city and country, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sin and suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be delivered from all affliction, from danger and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
For unto thee are the glory, honor and worship to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
Indeed is risen.
Христос воскрес.
Із мертвих смертю смерть подав. І тим, що в гробах життя дарував.
Амен.
Амен. Dear listeners, this week was very fruitful for cooperation with Bishop Luke and Northeast Refugee Center and St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral and St. Luke Orthodox Church. We saw a lot of parishioners, a lot of new refugees coming to Philadelphia. And they are following Orthodox Christian tradition, and they were very glad to have possibility to celebrate the biggest holiday, Easter, in Philadelphia, in the United States of America. Here, as I understand, there are a lot of churches, and there are a lot of possibilities to attend it. But sometimes there is nothing more important than to meet people that do have the same tradition. And it was wonderful to bless the baskets, to have the liturgy, to have blessing Paschas, and to see all those wonderful bright eggs colored according to Orthodox tradition and children shining with their smiles.
Orthodox, on Holy Friday, the tomb was surrounded with flowers to evoke the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jerusalem, Jesus and his disciples prayed the night before Jesus is crucified. After, at Easter service, in celebration of Jesus' glorious resurrection and the altar of sanctuary, were decorated with beautiful floral garments and plants. We thank the following parishioners who made generous donation for the 10 flower baskets in the last Orthodox Easter to the altar table and the altar where is the Bishop Luke provide the whole liturgy, the frame of flowers and wines for the Plaschanitsa, Bishop Luke's green ribbon pussy willow banquet for the Palm Sunday, and red ribbon Paschal and three candle holder. And thank you so much for Susan Gass, the Murphy family, and memory our mother, mom Lillian Fox. And thank you, Judy and Tom Haney and family, and Alan and Philip Hanavin and Don Haley. Thank you, Barbara and George Latsius and Cassandra Ray and Georgia McNulty. Thank you, the Borriello family. Thank you, the McNulty family, Colin Philip. And thank you, Don Haley. And you donate this for the memory of your parents, mom, grandmothers, and all your family. Thank you so much. We have great time and good service in the Eastern time. Christ is risen, indeed,
he's
risen. During Bright Week, the royal doors on iconostasis and kept open the only time of the year when this occurs. The open doors represent the stone rolled away from the tomb of Christ. And Blind Monday, we have the last Monday, St. Nicholas Cathedral, traditionally Children's Day, a day when even the youngest celebrate the resurrection, participating in the liturgical service and holding small banners and icons during the procession. We have a lot of kids, and this Monday, correct, Ala? And we have procession.
Yes, it was wonderful to see a lot of people come into the cathedral and join in the service. Dear listeners, our good friend and sponsor of the program, company Mercy Fleet, would like to make an announcement. This transportation company has immediate openings for drivers. Paid training will be provided, compensation negotiable based on experience, employment time, full-time, part-time available, Saturday, Sunday shifts available. $500 sign-up bonus is available until December 31st, 2022 with conditions. The following qualifications are required. They must be 21 years old and older. Valid Pennsylvania driver's license is required. A good driving and criminal records are required. Must be able to pass pre-employment drug and physical tests. Applicants must be comfortable with driving vans, minivans, wheelchair vans, 14-plus passengers buses, previous professional experience in transporting people with disabilities and elderly is a plus. Please call Mercy Fleet Company 215-660-4975. Main base location for the interview is 3021 Franks Road, Suite 8, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania 19006, or check mercyfleet.com for address. I repeat, the telephone 215-660-4975. Thank you.
Thank you.
This Sunday, we had a wonderful opportunity to celebrate St. Thomas Sunday. This is the Sunday that follows Easter holiday, and it has its special meaning because blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed about the apostle that could not believe that Jesus has died. And he said, I need to touch. But Christ said that the most blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. So the faith is the most important element of our Christian life. So we must believe overall, and only the faith that is providing us possibility to save our souls, not even our good deeds, but the faith, strong faith and beliefs. And this Sunday, on May 12th, we shared the joy of the resurrection of Jesus Christ with our beloved departed. And also our parishioners had possibility to visit after the Divine Liturgy Auckland Cemetery. And Bishop, he blessed also, we met a lot of parishioners there, and he visited also the tombs of the previous head of the cathedral and prayed before his tomb. Following Jesus' resurrection, St. Thomas, he appeared to several of his disciples. And when told of the encounter, Apostle Thomas was recalled to believe in the truth of the resurrection of Christ. And according to the scripture reading for Sunday, May 12th, St. Thomas Sunday, the first Sunday after Easter, also called Antipascha. It is the first opportunity we have to commemorate the departed, as Antipascha are forbidden in Orthodox Church from Holy Thursday through today, a period of 11 days. Therefore, this Sunday is when we can finally announce the resurrection of Christ to those who have departed this life before us. It is important to remember everyone that we loved, because only the prayers from the earth can change their existence in eternity. And what we can do for our departed is to pray, as to order panihida for the departed souls, to pray for them, and also to make good deeds in faith, and asking other people to pray for them. And yes, I remember my parents, and I was also praying for them. And before big holidays, they come in dreams, and this is a special blessing. So please don't forget that Orthodox tradition do praise for the departed souls, and it is not late to order special panihida service or to go to the cemetery and pray there for their souls, as they would always be glad to meet you. And also, it is important to say that this Sunday there was a wonderful welcoming dinner in the cathedral for all American and Ukrainian parishioners who are coming to the cathedral every week. Thank you very much for very tasty food and conversations. Of course, this is the most important, because we communicate with each other and we help each other. I often receive a lot of clothes, donations for Northeast Refugee Center, for Busselton Church, and a lot of people are coming also to see Busselton and St. Luke Church after meeting in St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, as they live in Northeast, and it is a suitable church for them also. I have one more information for our listeners. Bishop Luke is planning to provide sightseeing tours with the bus from Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, starting from June 2024. The address is 10151 Busselton Avenue. As it is planned, it should be the sightseeing tours with children to the center of the city. It's also to see the historical monuments, museums, parks, and it is planned for Saturday starting from 8 a.m. It was a long planned project, so hope it will be successful, as a lot of people are asking for transportation as they don't have their own cars and transport.
Dear brother and sister, welcome to St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. The address is 817 North 7th Street. The service right now every Sunday, 9:15 hierarchical liturgy. Thank you for all volunteers who is help every day, every week. To St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral and St. Luke Orthodox Church, the Northeast, 10151 Busselton Avenue, Philadelphia. This week, the Sunday, we will be held the special service at 9:15. And the next Saturday, welcome everyone. We have a free concert. This is from the music orchestra from Ukraine. Army, Ukrainian soldier, will visit to Washington, D.C., New York, and Philadelphia. And next, the following week, May 25, at 6 p.m., we have concert, orchestra concert in St. Nicholas Orthodox Hall, addressed 820 Hoffman Place, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Northern Liberties. Again, 820 Hoffman Place, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The telephone number is 215-479-1010. 215-479-1010.
So we invite everyone. We have a lot of places. And we have wonderful historical monument as a cathedral, St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. Please come with your children. Please make photos. Please make your memory about Orthodox tradition in Philadelphia. This is really a wonderful example. Please visit site of the cathedral and you can understand what a beauty it is, what a glory it is.
And thank you so much, Professor Alla Puchtecka and Tom Haney. The last Sunday, we after Hierarchal Divine Liturgy and followed by Akathist to the Holy Theotokos, we have Mother's Day last Sunday. And after lunch, immediately we follow lunch, we go into the Blessing of Grace and Auckland Cemetery. And I have a couple singers. We don't have a lot of people. Why? But the weather is not so good. We have rain, but it's okay. We go in, we pray, we sing in Christos Voskres, Christ is risen. And thank you everyone for you remember your grandparents, parents, who is passed away, and you visit in St. Thomas Sunday, Antipascha, and the cemetery.
And also I would like to say that the day before, Sunday, May 12, we had wonderful event. On Saturday, I was invited and Bishop was service on a special occasion. A small Andrew came into this life and he was baptized, and a lot of parishioners and all the family of founding mothers, brothers of the cathedral were gathered in the same hall, and it was a wonderful ceremony. So please don't forget that you can baptize your children at St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral in many, many healthy years to a newly baptized Andrew.
Oh!
And now, dear listeners, we would like one more time to make presentation of Philadelphia Office of Center of Strategic Initiatives and Assistance that is situated at 10151 Busselton Avenue, Unit C, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The zip code is 19116. It had been established this year to provide global food resources security as well as analytical research and assistance regarding crucial issues of cooperation with Ukraine. We all know that Ukraine is a agrarian country rich in fruitful land resources, and having qualified labor force to grow, collect, and store significant quantities of food, cans, other products, using modern technologies and providing food as an important resource. Ukraine has opened land market, and regardless of the negative Russian aggression impact, Ukraine has huge potential for development and cooperation in this field. Export of the Ukrainian agricultural products has strong impact on food security in many regions of the world. Many families in the world depend on the wheat from Ukraine and its prices. Ukraine is a feeding agrarian country that could, by this function, be very necessary for global stakeholders to enter the Ukrainian land market and develop it according to the rule of law, respecting national regulations and protecting national producers, labor force according to the modern business standards. One of the missions of this non-government organization is to provide assistance and effective analytical materials about cooperation with Ukraine, establishing long-run mutual connections with the decision makers, such as the state, civil society, and expert institutions, primarily in the United States of America. We aim to establish, support, and strengthen such system of communications that would be suitable, reliable, and responsible, trustworthy for the cooperating partners. Our Philadelphia office is situated in northeast of Philadelphia, the ancient capital of America, that unites many refugees from Ukraine and other post-Soviet countries. We cooperate with Northeast Refugee Center and Education Academy that provide important social and educational services to the refugees through participating in roof repairment, children food programs, assisting to development of the schedule, and providing access to education for refugee children. For the past 2 years, I have witnessed significant increase of refugees in Philadelphia and in the United States of America. Up to 22,000 Ukrainian refugees have been shown by official statistical data. But we expect much more, nearly 4.5 billion in the United States. In Philadelphia, refugees were applying for help in Northeast Refugee Center with the issues concerning food, clothes, social and educational services. And refugees also seek legal support and assistance, documents translation, as they have to receive official documents for their family members and have lack of financial resources. This is a huge complex of urgent issues to be solved at such meetings, uniting our interests together and providing the best solutions on mutually beneficial grounds. The Center of Strategic Initiatives and Assistance is focused on the most hot areas, such as Ukraine, Near East, where at the moment take place harmful conflicts of nations and people with significant American diasporas. In this respect, I would like to stress on the necessity of such effective communications in public disputes on different levels, on federal, regional, and local ones, that would make it possible to develop necessary policies and recommendations in solving humanitarian issues in short and long-run perspectives. As NGO, we propose solving four groups of problematic issues: information flows and providing up-to-date objective information as analytical materials, reports, proposals, concepts, bylaws, drafts. Improving understanding and cooperation between Ukraine, Near East, and the United States of America. Application of interests and expectations of American decision makers. Communication formal and informal platforms with American decision makers regarding problematic issues of Ukraine and the Near East. And fourth, providing activities and realization on initiatives regarding Ukraine and Near East, developing driving engines for projects realization. It is also necessary to say that recent votings for the Ukrainian help issue have shown strong support from the existing Democratic and Republican parties that had been united by global interests. And we hope that this mutual understanding and cooperation will help Ukraine to build a mighty independent state, respecting rule of law, human dignity, human rights and freedoms, and the highest values of democratic society. Thank you very much for your attention.